23.0. EDG 01151220250450, audio. I'm wondering about the connections between the circuits and the various components. Let's start with the thermal elements. To distribute heat evenly, I use an internal metallic coating. These thermal elements operate on DC. If they are attached to the case, a connector will be needed to connect the wires to the circuit. There are several options here. 1. Connect the wires directly to the circuit using a dedicated connector attached to the motherboard. 2. Make the connection in one of the wire sections with a section soldered to the motherboard. This is a direct connection to the wires. 3. Use a section of the common branches of the motherboard output connector to connect to the rear panel of the case. 4. Mechanically attach the thermal elements to the motherboard and use flexible metal pieces, connected to the thermal element, which will touch the case as the electronic assembly slides towards a final mounting point. In this case, thermal connectors are unnecessary. Point number 4 is relevant in terrestrial environments, however, I reject it for space. It will work, but in extreme environmental conditions, there are risks. This flexible part is made of metal, and if it breaks, short circuits are possible. Another point is the potential for the metal to lose its temper, reducing its effectiveness, due to the pressure of its contact with the wall. In short, the risks are too high in our opinion. What I'm trying to do is minimize the wired connections to the main circuit board. There are other options, but I believe it's best to use dedicated connectors for the thermal elements. What type and where to locate them is not yet determined. Assuming two circuits made up of four elements, positioned at the front and rear of the enclosure, the connection connectors could be on the front of the main circuit board. This will imply two electrical disconnections upon opening the enclosure. In our opinion, the connecting wires will not be in an optimal working position. Let's keep this point in mind. If the connections are at the rear of the main circuit board, the empty tail area will act as a buffer to receive the conductors and provide more clearance for mechanical compression of the wires. We believe it is preferable to use this area, that is, the part of the main circuit board towards the exit point of the enclosure, the bottom. Now, should the thermal element connections be dedicated or not? Here, the EDE can help us. I choose separate connections and two connections for the thermal elements. One reason is for the possibility of changing the enclosure if it ever becomes necessary, and also for reducing the force to be applied and for electrical disconnection of the assembly. The picture is becoming clearer. 3. Connection points on a linear area in the part opposite the matrix. To be continued. Pierre Michaud. PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This December 15, 2025.